name is Logan Sock. This is my podcast for the Paula Engel Writing Competition. The name of my story is called The Thrill of Iowa Football.
It was a late night. Band students played loud, banging drums behind us in the tunnel. We were all ready for the events to come. It was the biggest game of the year. The two best football teams in Iowa, ready to go head-to-head to see who really was the best at what they do. Being in that tunnel was a magical moment. I was only a sophomore, and there were only three of us on the varsity squad. I was in a very lucky spot, and I wasn't ever going to take it for granted. We stood all packed together in one small room between the outside world and the grueling game ahead. The room had a hard, gray concrete floor and tan walls surrounding us, making us feel more claustrophobic by the minute. The ceiling was a purple color that represented the Panthers. There seemed to be two metal beams coming across the bottom of the ceiling for the garage door to slide over and let us out like a lion ready to pounce on its prey. It was the calm before the storm, and anyone could have walked out of the room and went home or gone into the game and begin to work. The UNI Dome was a holy place to play in, and every kid in Iowa dreamed of playing there, and I was the one who got to be there. I don't know how or why it was me, but I'm sure glad it was. The whole room smelled really bad with all of us boys having our dirty football pads on, and the nervous sweat was not helping anything. But nobody really cared because there was nothing to be worried about when we had the biggest and meanest team about to go head on with us. Our team achieved greatness this season. We made it really far for being a public school. But our opponent was a Catholic school and could recruit players to go play for them, so they obviously had the best kids in the state of Iowa and even some kids outside of our state. They played so well, they attracted national attention. Beating them was going to be a very rough challenge for us. Most would say we didn't have a chance. I knew everyone in that tunnel was not going down without a fight, and neither was I. We were going to give them the game they wanted. Jack Campbell and Logan Wolf were our two best players. One on offense, one on defense. They existed as the perfect duo. They transpired to be our saving grace. They stood both at the front of everyone else in the tunnel. They silently waited to lead us out in the field, and when those garage doors open, they will explode with emotion. I remember everything that happened that day. I remember what I wore to the game and even what my best friend was wearing too. I remember what it felt like to be on that bus to the stadium. I remember what it was like to step off that bus for the biggest game of my career. It was the best day of my life. I was a sophomore and got brought up to the varsity team, and now I was standing with the varsity squad to run out onto the field. Once the garage door opened, it was so thrilling. The cool air of the stadium swept over my helmet, and the whole team just sprinted out to the middle of the field. When we got out to the middle of the field, we performed our pregame chant, and everyone was ready to go. It was the most exciting moment of my life. Then I looked over to the other team. The opponent looked like a college team because of how big in size the players looked. They achieved the biggest high school football team I have ever seen. I was worried about how this game would go. When the ball went flying on the kickoff, I was just hoping our kick returner would run it back for a touchdown to show them that we weren't here to mess around. But the kick went in the end zone, and our returner kneeled the ball to put us on the 25-yard line. After that, the game was in our favor. We persisted on beating them off the line, and we even scored a touchdown and a field goal before they did. We definitely won the first quarter of the time. Then their experience kicked in. They threw different formations at our offense, and we could not figure out how to beat them. The Catholic school acquired very good coaches that continued to outsmart ours. We were the young pups trying to take on the alpha male. They now had the upper hand on us. The rest of the game, we kept up with them, but they always continued to be slightly ahead of us in big plays and yards per play. At the end of the game, we all knew we would try our hardest to put everything we had into winning that game. I believe we did that, but it wasn't enough. They came away with the win, and we never scored again after the first quarter. The team was very upset because we knew we had more talent, but their experience was too much for us to handle. It was our first time back to the state championship game since 1986, and they had been back there for 6 years straight. Maybe the game didn't go the way we wanted, but the grind to get there was well worth it.
That concludes my story. Thank you for listening.